Welcome to the Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with the Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into the Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
New Alexandria, a beacon of progress and innovation. Gleaming skyscrapers kissed the clouds. Flying vehicles zipped through the neon-lit sky, but beneath the shimmering surface, a darkness lurked. In the city's underbelly, crime festered. This was where the shadows thrived. The shadows. A notorious group of thieves, their names whispered in hushed tones. Kale, their leader, possessed a sharp mind and nerves of steel. His eyes, cold and calculating, saw opportunities where others saw only impossibilities. Nora, the tech genius, could weave magic with her fingers, breaching the most secure systems. Her quick wit and even quicker smile disarmed even the most suspicious targets. Jax, the agile acrobat, moved like a phantom, scaling walls and navigating laser grids with effortless grace. His playful demeanor hid a steely determination. Lila, the master of disguise, could blend into any crowd, becoming anyone she desired. Her ability to mimic voices and mannerisms was uncanny, making her the ultimate chameleon. Tonight, the city held its breath as the shadows prepared for their most daring heist yet. The Orion Vault, rumored to house treasures beyond imagination, stood as their target. Tension crackled in the air as they gathered in their hidden lair, a rundown warehouse on the city's outskirts. Kale addressed his team, his voice low and steady. The Orion Vault, our masterpiece. He outlined the plan, his words painting a picture of precision and daring. We move like shadows, strike swift and silent, no mistakes. Nora, fingers dancing across a holographic keyboard, confirmed the security bypass. We're in and out before they even know we're there. Jax, ever the showman, bounced on his heels, a mischievous glint in his eyes. Time to dance with destiny. Lila, already transforming before their eyes, donned the guise of a high-ranking security officer. Her movements were fluid, her features shifting seamlessly. Their plan was intricate, a symphony of timing and skill. Each member knew their role, their trust in each other absolute. As the neon lights of the city pulsed around them, the shadows prepared to step into the night. They were a force to be reckoned with, united in their pursuit of fortune and driven by the thrill of the impossible. The night swallowed them whole as they slipped into the Orion Vault. Nora's tech skills were flawless, disabling surveillance systems with a few keystrokes. Jax, a wraith in the darkness, bypassed laser grids and pressure plates with practiced ease. Lila, disguised as a security guard, navigated them through the labyrinthine corridors, her knowledge of the layout impeccable. Kale, his eyes scanning for any sign of trouble, led the way with an air of quiet authority. The vault itself was a sight to behold, a gleaming steel monolith at the heart of the building, its entrance guarded by an array of lasers and biometric scanners. But even these sophisticated defenses were no match for the shadows. Nora's tech expertise allowed them to bypass the final security measures. With a hiss of escaping gas, the vault door swung open, revealing a treasure trove beyond their wildest dreams. Glittering jewels sparkled under the harsh lights. Stacks of gold bars gleamed seductively. Priceless artifacts, remnants of forgotten civilizations, lined the shelves. The shadows worked swiftly, their movements practiced and efficient, filling their bags with riches. But amidst the opulence, something else caught Kale's eye. A small, unassuming box lay tucked away in a corner, its surface etched with strange, cryptic symbols. He picked it up, his fingers tracing the intricate designs. The box felt strangely warm to the touch, as if pulsing with a life of its own. Intrigued, he opened it. Inside, nestled on a bed of black velvet, lay an amulet. It was unlike anything Kale had ever seen. A silver pendant in the shape of a serpent, its eyes glowing with an eerie, otherworldly light. As soon as he touched it, a cold shiver ran down his spine. The air grew heavy, charged with an unseen energy. Kale pocketed the amulet, a sense of foreboding settling over him. They left the vault as swiftly as they had entered, their bags laden with riches. The heist had been a success, but the amulet's presence cast a long, dark shadow over their triumph. The following days were a blur of paranoia and fear. Accidents began to plague them, each more bizarre and inexplicable than the last. Jax, attempting a routine climb, lost his grip, plummeting from a rooftop. He survived but lay comatose, his life hanging by a thread. Lila, applying makeup for a new disguise, looked in the mirror to find her reflection distorted, her features shifting uncontrollably. She vanished that night, leaving behind only a lingering scent of fear and confusion. The shadows, once a tight-knit team, were being torn apart by unseen forces. Kale and Nora, the only two left unscathed, found themselves haunted by an inescapable dread. The guilt gnawed at Kale's conscience. He couldn't shake the feeling that the amulet, with its strange symbols and eerie glow, was responsible for the misfortunes that had befallen his team. Driven by guilt and a desperate hope, Kale delved into the amulet's origins. He spent countless nights poring over ancient texts, his obsession growing with each passing day. He discovered that the serpent amulet was an ancient artifact, a conduit to a realm of darkness and chaos. The serpent represented a malevolent entity, imprisoned within the amulet for centuries. The entity fed on fear and despair, growing stronger with each misfortune it inflicted upon its possessor. Kale realized with a chilling certainty that he had unwittingly unleashed a force he didn't understand, a force that threatened to consume him and everyone around him. He knew what he had to do. He had to destroy the amulet, no matter the cost. He gathered his remaining courage and confronted the amulet. The air crackled with dark energy as he held it in his hand. The serpent's eyes glowed ominously, its silver form writhing as if attempting to break free. Kale closed his eyes, focusing his will. He remembered his fallen comrades, their laughter, their loyalty, their unwavering trust in him. With a surge of grief and determination, he hurled the amulet to the ground. A blinding flash of light erupted, followed by an ear-splitting crack. When Kale opened his eyes, the amulet was gone, reduced to dust. The air felt lighter, cleansed. The curse was broken. The experience left Kale forever changed. The guilt and the grief remained, but they were tempered by a newfound resolve. He vowed to honor the memory of his fallen comrades by turning away from his life of crime. He would use his skills to right the wrongs he had committed, to bring hope to the city's underbelly. And so, Kale, the once ruthless leader of the shadows, vanished into the labyrinthine streets of New Alexandria, his path now illuminated by the faintest glimmer of redemption.
Karma is a concept rooted in various philosophical and spiritual traditions, particularly within Hinduism and Buddhism. It suggests that every action has consequences, and one's intentions and deeds, whether good or bad, shape future experiences. The idea is that if you do bad things, negative outcomes or experiences are likely to follow you, often referred to as bad karma. This serves as a reminder of the importance of ethical behavior and personal responsibility, as it encourages individuals to be mindful of their actions and consider their impact on others and themselves. Ultimately, karma emphasizes the interconnectedness of actions and the moral law of cause and effect, suggesting that the energy we put into the world returns to us in kind.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown.
We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.